Hello, everyone. We're going to play
Welcome
Shades of Doom.
Welcome to Shades of Doom, a GMA game.
And we're going to start right up with the game because I don't have time. We're going to go with the experience level.
You think you've had it bad so far? No. It's a good day to die. It's my turn, Dad. Don't hurt me.
We're going to go with the start one. I just want to show you.
Press F1 for help.
So I should probably explain to you a little bit. I'm doing this one a little bit differently. I'm actually recording my commentary after I record it and edit it, simply because I have to play this with two hands. This is a bit of a complex game. So I played this game because not a lot of people... Oh my god, a monster! Dead now. Played this game because not a lot of people seem to dig it, and I thought it was probably the best audio game I played. It has no plot to speak of, which is a bit of a shame. Its plot is basically you're on a research complex of some sort, and you're supposed to stop the failed experiment, and that's as much plot as you get. The beeping thing is a night scope, which you are equipped with.
It
uses batteries, however you can turn it off to save battery, which is what I have done right now. The thing babbling is a PDA that tells you very important things, like where you are, what things are. And two is... Dude, oh my god, ambush! Ah! Ah! And I'm dead!
Sorry, you lose.
That wasn't even an edit, folks. The game can just turn on you that quickly. Let's try that again, shall we? So as you noticed earlier, I picked up a data wafer. We just kill this guy, and then I will explain to you what those are. You're dead. And so are you. What those do, those aren't important in any way until the very end of the level. Or rather, the very end of the last level of the game, where you have to input various colors of data wafers in a specific order to shut down the experiment and win the game. Blew up and died.
F1 for help.
Yeah, don't need help. Thanks. You find out what the order is by looking at various messages, and there's one for each level, and there are 8 levels, so of course there are 8 wafers you need to input in a specific order. I'm not sure how many of them I'll find, because some of them are frankly quite irritating, and you'd have to scour the entire level to find them, which is not anyone's idea of fun. Rest in peace.
43
feet. Data wafer. Okay, so that guy. Oh, crap. Long knife.
North.
I hate you. Those are mad scientists. The guy's laughing. They're completely useless, and they serve no purpose except to aggravate you. They're not harmful in any way, except that if they get too close to you, then they will just nick your stuff and run away. As that guy did.
White data wafer.
And I can't find him.
65%.
You will pay. Oh, yes. You will pay dearly in blood.
No.
So, I'm not a fan of...
Door in 8 feet.
I don't know where I was going with that.
Manual bolt gun.
I rather like this game, and a lot of other people found it too confusing. I found it just the right level of confusing. Not too easy, not too hard. This was Goldilocks for me, and I've played many other GMA games that were really freaking hard, so this was a nice balance, I thought. And I'm just a huge fan of survival horror in general, and I have to say, this does a pretty decent job of keeping you on edge. Maybe it's just the disorienting nature of it that helps, but I honestly get extremely twitchy when I'm playing this game. Okay, so that... We're going to save.
67%. You are using a manual bolt gun. Ammunition. 71. You are wearing nothing. You are carrying a medkit.
Traipsing around this facility naked. Yes. Save. That tells you what your status is. So we're going to charge. Ow. Go! Go! Just kidding. Ow.
Level.
So that's what happens when you go down. The opening. You go down to level 2 and you're extremely hurt and you're surrounded by monsters. It's okay though. I'm sure we'll do fine. I mean, I'm at like 30% health or something and there's... I can't... still haven't killed anything yet. They're getting closer. Oh god! And I'm dead again. Didn't see that coming at all.
Long night. Sorry, you lose.
Just kidding, I did. Which is why I saved.
Select
so we're going to reload.
Play game. Play save game.
But load from slot. One area. One. Load it. Opening in floor. In six.
Now we're going to
feet.
Run away from that scary hole in the floor.
South.
So yes. You're eight. Armed with a kniff. Your hands.
Door in two.
And
feet.
A bolt gun. And some grenades.
24.
Which I will
feet.
Show you
south.
In a moment. Well, not quite yes. a moment, but I will show you the after I kill the scientist's pet
59%, 28 feet, 67.
And blow up a computer monitor in the process. That's what it gets for sitting being the monitor like ow. Ow.
White data wave.
I'm almost dead now. This would be a good time to use a medkit. So I will.
82%.
You start with two, but the scientist nicked one of them whoa. Because he's a goit. So.
Manual
I only have
bolt
one.
Gun. 63.
That's the level. That's the amount of ammo I have in this thing. There you are. Hello, you.
Medkit in 19 feet.
Whoa. Live like a mutant human, die like a scientist. I have my medkit back.
No.
Thank you, mutant. And thank you, scientist, for showing up randomly with my medkit. That was very, very nice of you. Why is the dog have timed explosive mines on him? What are you scientists doing to these dogs? I don't know. Don't want to know.
West.
Okay, let's move on. That's a bit scary. I'm learning far too much about these scientists' personal proclivities than I ever wanted to.
No. 6 feet. Manual hold east. South west.
As you see, I'm right. Ow. So creepy jungle music means that the monster is behind you.
75%.
Which is a little bit scary, actually. It just heightens the creepiness factor when you're being chased, which is not very nice.
Save and slot. One area. One.
Yes, I think I'm going to save here. Because my health is not very good. And I've gone a long way, and it would be a shame to lose all this progress.
Door in 1 feet, 29 feet east. Manual bolt gun.
I'm so good that I can pick up ammo while firing it. Okay, that engagement did not go well for me. So unless we have some medkits, I think I'm gonna reload that and do that again. Because I know I can do better than that. I can do much better than that. So I will. Yeah, big fan of Survivor Horror, as I said earlier. Anchorhead's fantastic text adventure. And, System Shock 2's on my favorite games, as a sound too. I played the original Doom for hours. hours and hours and days and original Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2. I know that they're all cool. And, you know, etc. So survival horror has been a big part of my palette, I guess you'd say, since quite a young age, which probably explains a great deal about me.
Much better. There are four different colors of data wafer: blue, green, yellow, and white.
White are the most common, and there's maybe half a dozen greens in the whole game.
59 feet south.
I have it on good authority that there's another monster here.
53 feet
somewhere.
Mutant human.
And it's a dude.
47
I can't
feet.
Hear him. He is disappeared. There you are. Hello, sir. Goodbye, sir. Oh, there's your friend! Your friend is also dead.
Door in 4 feet east.
Those dudes had nothing on them whatsoever.
No.
I killed them just to watch them
Security
die.
Security in 19 feet, 49
oh,
feet.
Oh, key! Oh, crap, there's people. Die, computer monitor.
Manual hold gun.
You thought you could stop me from
Security
getting to your key! You failed
feet.
Miserably. You're both dead! And I'm alive. And down no health. And some bullets that I'm soon to claim. So far your plan to kill me has failed miserably. And that makes me laugh. And be happy.
Door in 19 feet east.
Let us run cavalierly through the doors, because we haven't seen any survival horror movies ever and are stupid.
No. Door in 9 feet.
This is what I think it is. Yes, it is. Okay, how do I unlock it? With
mine.
The mine? Tempting,
Security
but
chip.
I'll just unlock it
unlock.
With the key that you're supposed to use.
Door to the right, one.
And
west.
I am
door
going
east,
to
one.
Save.
Save and
because
slot, one area, one.
If I'm right and what's
save.
Behind this, I do not want to tangle with it.
Bio grenades.
Right. Get the grenade. And...
Dead. 3 feet. 89%.
As you may have noticed, the reason why I did that was because he was shooting at me with a gun. I cannot abide by this.
Body armor in 18 feet.
However, you missed. And
body
now
armor,
all your resistance is mounted to is being dead.
Message. One green.
Now I have your armor. And now I have your super gun. And I have your message. And I have the elevator. To the next level. As a guard, you suck.
Level 2, elevator in 0 feet.
Alright. And that is where we will leave it. So when we return next, we will play level 2. I'm sure nothing is waiting to kill us.